How did the Brookings Institution, which is a allegedly private entity, but it's another one of these entities that could be bought and then brought to bear on any policy question, especially when it has something to do with a military-industrial complex contract. How do these people, how does this work? Folks, this is an army that is opposed to you. It's an army that is opposed to me. It is an army that exists specifically because that entity known as the federal government of the United States has confiscated the power to tax, to fine, to regulate, and to rule. And that's what Buchanan, without saying it, is touching on here. I'm more offended by the existence of the Tax Foundation and by the Brookings Institution as having influence in our governmental affairs, certainly when it comes to the doling out of trillions of dollars in military-industrial complex contracts, than I am Congress. Congress, at least, they're supposed to be there. Is the Brookings Institution supposed to be there? Is the Tax Foundation? I don't want to belabor the point, but ladies and gentlemen, these people are rulers. That Michael O'Hanlon creep, he thinks he's an exalted mystic ruler. What he says and how he guides the Brookings Institution is going to have an effect on what Congress does. Not you, not me, not the affairs of the world, not national security, but the size of the car in O'Hanlon's driveway, the size and the square footage of the house that O'Hanlon calls home, and a tax code that has been erected to make it all possible. There really is, truly, folks, a have and a have-not class. You know what? It is nothing short by the divine hand of Almighty God that someone has not arisen that will say what I just said to the masses of people, and that there would not be a full-on revolt against this. Full-on revolt. Especially when you consider the trillions of dollars that have been squandered, the trillions and trillions of dollars in debt that's now owed, the thousands upon thousands of body bags that have been shipped back here, all for what? So those people can continue their elite status. That's the only purpose it serves. All of this garbage that's on C-SPAN is all about governing. All of it. It's about governing. It's about people that work in the dark witchcraft art of governing. But they don't actually govern. They've been granted no authority to do so, but yet somehow they have a quasi-authority to do so. There's something really, really, I got to say this in context, folks. There's something really, really up about that. That is really up. Figure it out.